For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. You can't have a burger without Berg, Megan Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you.
Hello, Broken Burns. Welcome to the Watch What Crappens Broken Bird Podcast.
I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, which is back with lots of new broken little birds with curling irons. And here I am with Ben Mandelker, my little bestie, who's redone his house with his lover. Added a TV, a hung TV, and some baskets under a shelf. Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Vlog on the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Those are not baskets under a shelf. Those are baskets under a bench. God damn you.
A shelf for my ass.
I am making a stab at an adult-looking decor in the new apartment. And so far, so good. Got baskets from Target. You know, whenever you get baskets from Target, that's a good sign. You're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and that is very adult because it's like fancy but price conscious, you know, because you're not just some little whippersnapper of buying every single thing from Crate and Barrel, darling.
Yeah, well, the basket is also trickery because the basket is where I put the power strip in the basket and also like the thing that connects all the HDMI cables that feeds them up into the TV. So this way, all of it feeds through the basket handle and it's all hidden under the bench. So you don't see a whole tangle of wires. So it's functional.
Oh, I'm no stranger to the cord basket, darling.
But mine hides nothing. The cords just come out over the top around the dog food. It looks like long extension cord tentacles of the Audrey 2 that is the giant bag of dog food in the center.
It's supper time. So we are here to podcast, and this is important to say. The sacrifices that we make for this podcast are widespread, they're huge, and I think nothing could be more huge than the fact that I am podcasting right now while my boo goes to IKEA, and I don't get to go to IKEA because we're podcasting. I'm just like, I'm working through this because I want to go to IKEA right now and I want to walk around and I want to point at things. I want to pick things up. I want to look at tags. I want to see where they're located and I want to put that tag. I want to take a picture of the tag. I want to put the tchotchke in my basket, get all the way to the warehouse part and then take everything out and be like, no, you know, that's what I want to do.
Well, we didn't bring you here for your expertise in the flergen. Right? It's your excitement about the project. You're here for Tom Tom.
So hi everyone. So we're here today to talk about some Vanderpump Rules. But before we get into that, I mean, how could we ever start a podcast without reminding people that we have a bajillion live shows coming up in 2018? Two shows in Boston, one is sold out, one I don't know how many tickets are left, but not too many. That's in January. In February, we have a New York show sold out. In March, we also have another show in January in LA, but that's also sold out. That's the Golden Crappies Live. That should be fun. March, we have Houston, not sold out, but it's selling nicely. I get a daily ticket report, and every day we're selling nicely. So that's very good. Detroit is in March. April, we've got two sold out shows in DC. And in May, we got two shows in Chicago where tickets are still available. So everyone buy those tickets.
Yeah, Crappens 18. New Year's resolution. Forgive Lawler.
This
Pump Rules is so fucking hilarious. How do they do this every week?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
This week they did like a Born Identity thing But with yeah. Jax, it's like the disease that everyone's trying to catch. It's like, no matter who plays Jason Bourne, the disease lives on.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can never catch Jax. You can catch Jax, but you don't catch Jax.
You can catch Jax, but you can't ever understand the scab that is Jax.
Yeah, you can catch a case of the Jaxes. You can get. I like that his name actually does sort of sound like a disease. Like, oh, I've got Jax. I can't come in today.
It does.
It's like mono Jax.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
shingles.
Forget to go get your Jax shot. At the beginning of the beginning of the year. We all know Jax, but where is Jax Zero?
You know, we actually have some housekeeping that we have to do.
For Christ's sake, just get it done already. I keep trying
no, this
to
is
start
it.
This thing.
This is very important stuff. It's actually we have to follow up on something from last week.
Forgot all about it.
All right. Well, this is a follow-up on Friday's episode. We need to have a follow-up segment of Is Ariana Mad at Us?
Ariana Mad at Us. Is Ariana Mad at Us?
This is a segment where Ronnie and I believe that Ariana is mad at us, but we can't quite tell. So we usually will tweet at her and say, are you mad at us? And then she hopefully responds. So last week, she appeared to be upset because we left her off of the Sir Wars poster that we made. And
which was a dick move, you know.
Dick move.
That was dick, a dick move.
Especially because we made a lot of inroads to being friends with Ariana, so she wouldn't be mad with us anymore. And so she said that she was really mad that she wasn't in it. So we tweeted at her and said, are you still mad at us about that Sir Wars situation? And she tweeted back at us saying, too mad to function. So that's
well,
the update.
Katie Cazorla was the celebrity bowl caller at Drag Queen Bingo at Hamburger Mary's the other night. So I saw Ariana and I said, are you mad at us? And she said, yes. So I took that microphone from the karaoke host after bingo and I sang, maybe I didn't love you, right to Ariana, and we were forgiven.
Oh my goodness.
You see, real life karaoke love. So thank you to those drag queens I kicked off of the microphone. Thank you, Katie Cazorla, for being a celebrity. Thank you to the needy dogs who needed that charity event and gave me the opportunity to apologize the only way I knew how, as Willie Nelson. Thank you.
So there you have it. Ariana was mad, so mad she couldn't function, but Ronnie fixed the day by singing karaoke to her. And that concludes this segment of Is Ariana Mad at Us?
Is Ariana Mad at Us? Is Ariana Mad at Us?
But then I made her carry a dog gift basket all the way to Surlica, and her arms hurt, so she's probably mad again.
But,
you know, I don't know if it's worth a song, darling. We'll find out next week when Katie Cazorla is the guest something other at some place or something giving their money to dogs in need.
Sounds good.
I'm in a crazy mood today because our week is almost done. We're almost at Christmas break. We have, what, 3 more shows to do? And then it's Christmas break. But also, I just watched this episode of Pump Rules and I'm still laughing from it.
Oh my God. So good. So funny. Always.
Yes. Always good. Even the previously Stassi Straps at her job interview with Vanderpuff.
Yeah, no, I love this show. There's so much unintentional comedy that just like creeps around in the corners, like little comments that they say that of course the editors can't catch because they put it into the final cut. But every scene, there's usually something hilarious.
And watching the second time, like when they show those previouslys and seeing things we missed, even if we spent 20 minutes on a scene, like when they were going through Tom Tom. And Ken was like, yes, this is where we see a whole row of bathroom stalls. And Tom goes, toilets? Are you fucking kidding me? So mad about toilets.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's passionate. He's passionate about a lot of things.
But not toilets, damn it.
You know, Tom, by the way, did I tell you? This is a follow-up on a story from our bonus episode when Tom got a head injury swimming laps in the pool in Mexico. Remember when Tom and I were drunk trying to see how far we could swim underwater?
Yes.
when I saw Tom like a week and a half ago, he's like, dude, I think it's like going to be a permanent scar. So there it is. It's a permanent scar from our stupid underwater test challenge.
Thank God for that large hat.
brim.
Yeah. The brim hides everything.
Well, I noticed in the beginning, something new every week in the opening, Lala's busy work in this opening is basically making s'mores. What is Lala doing in the opening? She's making s'mores.
No, okay. She's lighting a candle or something. Yeah, I noticed that also.
She's like, Mama, I need Mama and s'mores.
I miss my Mama s'mores. I miss my s'mores.
Okay, so the first song of this episode is, Do You Want Something to Talk About? Bruises and Boyfriends and Glamorous Girlfriends. Bruises and Boyfriends and Glamorous Girlfriends. Jesus, ouch. And what a fitting song for the show.
Yeah, it is a fitting song, but I couldn't help feel like this was the inappropriate, like, sequel to Bonnie Raitt's Let's Give Them Something to Talk About. Like, Bonnie Raitt's like, no, I didn't mean Bruises and Boyfriends. She's like, I meant, like, you know, us kissing on the sidewalk in front of the town.
Let's give him something to talk about. Bruises.
Let's give him something to talk about. Talking about bruises and boyfriends and jacks. Got a case of the jacks.
Bruises. Poor Bonnie Raitt. I mean, Bonnie Raitt, like, I believe that Bonnie Raitt, like, this was her real lyric to the song. And someone was like, Bonnie Raitt, come on, this is mainstream. Can we take out the bruises part? And she's like, you know what, partner? You're the investor in this. You need my enthusiasm. So take it out.
I feel like Bonnie Raitt was very much like, I think if she updated her album to 2017, a lot of it would revolve around Jax. It'd be like, because I can't get rid of this Jax case if I can't. I can't heal a syndrome that has no medical cure.
I can't make you Jax me. Ow, I got Jax. Never mind. This song's over. I'm done.
Because here in this clinic, in these final hours, I will try a test vaccine, but it has the power of making me paralyzed, and it might be worth it to get rid of Jax. It's a very Alanis type song, just sort of like love, like, you know.
Alanis.
Consciousness. You know, my, like, God. Thank, you know, God. Oh my God.
Thank God Bonnie Raitt never had the anger of Alanis. The world would never recover, okay? The whole earth would be shattered.
It would just be very sweet. It's like, I want you to know that you're a very nice person and I really like you. So let's go get popcorn.
Dry yicks. So Brittany and Stassi are starting over at Hungover Spa Day. They're going to a spa, and Brittany's like, thanks, Stassi. I really need this.
Yeah,
so,
it's supposed to be the 2-year anniversary of a present for Brittany and Jax to go to a spa, but of course that 2-year anniversary isn't quite working out properly.
And Stassi is there to lap up the extras of whatever gets dropped by someone's cheating. She's like, she was like the third on the honeymoon, just in case that the whole thing didn't go through. She's here to get the free massage. You know, I'm for it.
I feel like Stassi needs to have a fake tan intervention. Like, I don't know about fake tanning. I don't really know how it works. I don't know where the good places are, how to do it right. But I feel like I can see when it's gone wrong. And I feel like with Stassi, it's like, it reminds me of those times when I've made some sort of like chocolate bundt cake and I had to like butter the pan and then put like cocoa powder, you know, you sprinkle it and then you shake it out. I feel like someone did that to her face because it is just like, it's too tan and dark. It's crazy.
Why do I want to eat Stassi right now?
It sounds delicious.
It does. I don't really understand because, you know, living in LA for so long, I don't really see spray tans anymore or like face surgery stuff unless it's really extreme. It just seems normal to me. On Mr. Robot, the television show, which I love, one of the characters has a mom dying of leukemia, and they showed the mom, and I'm like, oh my God, she hasn't had a spray tan. I'm like, that's leukemia on TV. Like, anyone in LA without a spray tan, that's all you really need to do to look like you're dying of leukemia. Like me, for example.
Yeah, not have a spray tan.
Yeah, so it looks totally normal to me. So yeah. Brittany's like, Stassi, I brought Stassi because she is the one person who understands what I'm going through. And the cow that I... that understands what I'm going through couldn't get on a plane to be here today.
I mean, I think so. We're trying to charter it, but I don't know if that cow can get really on it. Where, you know, I saw that movie Operation Dumbo Drop, and it was really inspiring to me, and I thought, what if we did Operation Cow Drop?
I left a message on Mamaw's Jitterbug, but I haven't heard anything back.
I contacted Linda Fiorentino because I think she's in that movie. I thought maybe she might have some insight on it.
And Stassi's like, it's like a bad thing for like any friend to be like, you can't get back like together. But like, you know, that's like something you have to work out yourself. But like, seriously, you can't. Okay. You weak bitch.
Yeah, I like Stassi being like, so he's probably telling you all sorts of lines, everything that you need to hear AF, because I've been there before. I know it. And then they show a montage of Jax in season 1 and 2 when he was trying to win back Stassi and all the different things he tried to say and use. And it's like so slick and Jax-like. And I just love that we have all this visual evidence of Jax being Jax, because
he does eventually say every one of those things again in this. He just has a different face and a Taco Bell sweatshirt now. Like, that's the only difference. And Brittany's like,
well, I know what I should do, but community college is out. That's expensive. What else?
She's like, well, there is something confusing and I'm feeling crazy and you're gonna be pissed. And Stassi's like, let me guess, you fucked him last night. Ugh, you're disgusting, shut up AF. Now Brittany, you fucked him last night, but then you also fucked him that morning, because remember, confessed to the girls. How many times she gonna fuck him out of anger, Brittany? Okay, no one should have to listen to Brittany if she just fucks Jax like twice in a day, okay? That's when you have to shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the first time she said that last week, she was just like, okay, you guys are going to kill me, but we had sex earlier today. And then now she's like, guess what? We had sex last night. And then like all episode long, she's like, by the way, we just had sex 5 minutes ago. I'm like, at this point, Brittany, just own it. Just own that you're mad at him, but you're horny and you want to have sex. I mean, she sort of is, but this whole like, don't be mad at me, but I just had sex with him. I'm like, well, Brittany, I mean, just have sex. I don't want to hear it anymore.
She's like, don't be mad. I just got that emotion. I would tell you what it is, but it doesn't rhyme with mad.
Stassi's like, you're an idiot. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and get this free fucking massage. Okay, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So then we then see Jax, Tom, and James. I think Tom Sandoval. Go to a bar to get a little drink, and they sit down. And Tom's like, I'm down to go with a recommendation, maybe something summery. I don't know, for some reason, just like cracked me up. Like, I don't know why. Just Tom sometimes says things that just make me smile. Like,
I'd like a summer thing, like maybe a summerder. Oh, cider? Yeah, bro. I'll take it,
bro, dude.
And he's
like, hey, Summertime by Will Smith. Can I drink that?
Hey, do you have the Sarah Vaughan version? I mean, it's really sad, but still. Like, I could really use a drink of summertime.
By the way, did you text me about Sarah Vaughan? I didn't understand what that text was about.
Oh, it's because you were going out with our friend Val, and her boyfriend is a very serious musician, and we talked about Sarah Vaughan for a while. So I was like,
you did?
If you get lost on something to talk about, mention Sarah Vaughan.
I'm actually glad you texted me that, because the other day I was talking about Charlotte Church and someone was like, who's the other one? I was like, I don't remember, but it's Sarah Vaughan, right?
I don't know. Charlotte Church, isn't she like a child singer?
But they're like these like British child opera singers that like turn out like...
No, Sarah Vaughn's from the old days, and she does not
Sarah
turn out...
Oh, Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah, she does not turn out shitty music. Why don't,
then who am
so
I thinking
she's a jazz
of?
Singer.
Yeah, no, you're right. Charlotte Church. Who is the other one? There's like... There's Charlotte Church and there's someone else, like Sarah. Look it up.
There's Charlotte Church and
Sarah Brightman.
Sarah Brightman. She's not a child star, is she? She's from Phantom of the Opera. She fucked Andrew Lloyd Webber to get the role of Christine.
Okay, well, then I just don't know anything anymore. Okay.
Well, it's okay. That's why I'm here. That's why I text you little notes like that. Also,
anyway,
Sarah Brightman, who is undoubtedly listening to this in a bubble bath somewhere, I'm sorry for what I just accused you of, and you are the only true Christine. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber from 1984 to 1990. So I have someone else that I'm thinking of then. It's not Sarah Brightman then. I don't know.
Susan,
not important,
old lady.
Not relevant.
Child singers, old lady singers, who cares?
Definitely
they're both
not.
Dead.
Definitely
R.I.P. Charlotte Church. I'm just kidding. She's not dead. To Charlotte Church, she's inevitably listening to this, riding
she's like,
her bike
oh,
down
would
a road.
Like something summery. And Enya's like, cider.
And Sarah Brightman's like, the Phantom of the Opera.
And Susan, what's her face, is just
dead.
Saying,
I dreamed a dream of something summery.
Yeah, she's just dead. But she probably was buried with cider. So there you go. That girl loved to tie one on.
And Susan B. Anthony is like, vote. So
she's like, I'm on a coin.
She's like, weren't you calling for a Susan? No, you don't sing Susan B. Anthony.
I sing the songs of oppression.
Shut up, Susan B. Anthony. You're already on a coin. Not really. They took it away from you. Give it to
Oh, that was cold. Yeah, that was cold.
That was really mean.
She's like, can I please have something fresh? I don't care what it is. Just make sure it has alcohol.
I don't think that's what Susan B. Anthony was fighting for. She was not of the time. She was fighting more for suffrage than a beverage.
Oh, well, no one suffers more than the women of Vanderpump Rules. Back to the show.
Back to the show. So there's this flashback of Jax and Brittany breaking up from last week. And I really appreciated that. You know how they make it all like blue and white? But they always keep one thing in color for some stupid reason. So
like Schindler's List.
Yeah. And this week, the one thing that was kept in color was the yellow frame, the Friends frame on the door. So it really drew your eye to the people that was off center and out of the frame. I hope you saw it.
I did. And I was also glad for you because online people really are upset about that off frame peephole thing. They're really, really upset. And
I'm glad.
This is called validation for my friend Ben, okay? Every little tweet that came out that was like, fuck them, and their off-center peephole frame from Friends. It's like, yes, Ben. That's for you, Ben.
Thank you.
It's just me under different made-up Twitter names.
Yeah. That's a lot of effort to go to validate the frame. You're like, I really feel like I want to support Ben. I'm going to make fun. I'm gonna do an anti-troll. It's like a reverse trolling.
Just to make you feel loved.
Thanks. I need it sometimes.
Yeah. Like Susan B. Anthony once said, I'd do anything for you.
Like Susan B. Anthony once sang, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Like Susan B. Anthony once sang, bruises.
Like Susan B. Anthony once sang, have a heart. Why don't you have a heart?
Okay. So in addition to Sarah Brightman and Charlotte Church... I would like to apologize to the rest of you for listening to this podcast. I can't help it.
Yeah.
So it's almost Christmas break. I can't help it, darling. So the guys are taking Jax out to feel better about cheating on his girlfriend, which, you know, that's so this show. So yeah. Tom's like, bro, guess what I got? Cider. It's fresh. You need this, bro.
It's like summer.
Would you like a pint of summer? Got it. So Jax is like, you know, Brittany and I, like, 2 years been together. Two years from today, 2 years. Like, what are you, fucking iRobot? Speak. What is wrong with Jax now? He's a robot. What happened to you, sir?
Yeah, exactly. And he's saying how he's just like, he hates all this drama. And basically, he just wants Brittany to hook up with someone else to make it even. I'm like, I don't think that's how it works. It's not about like, oh, you hooked up like that. It's about a trust issue. It's that you lied, Jax. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're explaining Jax-ery. That to Jax. Also, yeah. It's not fair because if Brittany hooks up with someone else, she's giving them Jax. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's spreading the jacks, which hurts somebody else, you know? So yeah, that's a bad suggestion. Yeah.
Especially because it's uncurable.
Yes, get your jack shot.
Yeah, get your jack shot, everyone. I know there are a lot of anti-vaxxers out there. And I will say, you know, I am very pro-vaccine, but the one vaccine that is dangerous is the Jax vaccine because you might actually wind up getting accidentally jaxed.
Yeah, be an anti-vaxxer, but not an anti-Jax vaxxer.
Yeah, it won't give you autism, but it will give you Jax by accident.
Which could be worse, depending on the degree.
It was a Jaxident.
So Jax is like, to be honest with you guys, okay, it's already a lie. Because Jax starts everything with to be honest. He's one of those who starts with to be honest. And he's doing this like mumble, like spastic, like, I don't know, like Tourette's talking. And he's like, I know I was supposed to stay at a hotel last night, but Britt, want me to, didn't. Okay, what are you, it's like you're coked up Yoda, okay? It's
dude,
like
you didn't stay at the Pally House? Dude.
I love that he stays at the Pally House when he cheats. It's like so random. It's like a very, like, if you don't live in LA, it's hard to describe. It's, there's nothing wrong with staying at the Bally House.
It's a douche pit. And it's also a douche pit where Jax could get laid any second of the day. Okay.
It's just, I mean, I think it's close to their apartments, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like if I cheat and I am like exiled to a hotel, I would stay at like a Holiday Inn. You know, like, I don't, like,
yes.
It feels weird to like go somewhere that's like a boutique hotel. I don't know why.
Well, you pay your penance at a Best Western, not the Pally House. You know, it's like, shame on you. Go to paradise. I'm staying in our luxury apartment next to Katie and Tom. Like, yeah. How did he win? Like, he got the nicer place in this.
But I think I interrupted you, so apologies. What were you going to say about all this?
Well, he's basically like, well, she just wants to bone more, you know? And he's like, I guess she really likes hate fucking me. And Tom looks really mad. And it's not that Brittany's disrespecting himself. He's just like, damn, I haven't banged in like months, and even you're getting banged, and you totally cheat on your girlfriend all the time. Dude. And James is like, it's called makeup sex. It's a thing.
It's like, yes. Welcome welcome to life.
It's why I keep hiding Logan's keys. And magically finding them later.
He always finds them right behind the shade. My standing wall shade. That's where I live, behind a shade.
James is like, you didn't even bang at Coachella?
Yeah, I love that. Coachella? Did you guys bang at Coachella? No. Who goes to Coachella and doesn't bang at Coachella?
Like the nastiest place to bang. Like you smell like butt crack the whole time, you know?
Yeah. And Tom's like, I just want to see her face. I just want to like look at her face while she's orgasming. That's all I want. I'm like,
I just want to feel her soul, you know? Like, I want to take her spirit and hug it and caress it and tell it it's beautiful.
They're like, you're never fucking again, okay?
I literally downloaded an audiobook on intimacy last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, and all I learned to do was clone dinosaurs. I'm like, dude, you just downloaded Jurassic Park. Oh, my God. Thank God. I was like, God, being intimate is so suspenseful. Scary.
He's like, whoa, our love is stuck in amber. One day somebody's gonna realize it and make a whole theme park out of me not getting laid, bro.
Dude, I thought I had to bring kids.
The tired Ranosaurus Rex. Who listens to an audiobook at 3 in the morning and thinks they're gonna get laid? Ariana's probably like unable to fuck because she's exhausted, okay? Like, that's not how you do it.
Yeah. It's a bold move. Well, you know, maybe if they had a Casper mattress, things would be more exciting, because guess what? We have a Casper mattress thing to talk about. Casper mattress.
Whoa, yes. Way to make it exciting. We're like, hey, right after the scene about nobody getting laid, let's talk about
Casper mattress. If they had one, maybe they'd get laid more. Maybe they're in one of those stupid all foam mattresses where it's hard to have sex because you sink into it, so it's more like you're just like pounding someone into like foam, and then they just get lost in the foam and you're like, dude, where'd you go in the foam, dude?
Bill, where's Ariana?
But if they had a Casper mattress, there'd be all sorts of love and excitement
in that audiobook I downloaded at 3 in the morning. It said that Casper is a sleep brand that created an outrageously comfortable mattress sold directly to consumers, eliminating commission-driven, inflated prices, bro. Its award-winning sleep surface was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and it's delivered in a small, how-did-they-do-that sized box. In addition to the mattress, Casper also can, like, look at your soul and hug it. Or, like, look at your spirit and caress its face. You know what I mean, bro? It also offers an adaptive pillow and soft, breathable sheets.
All right. Now, I have to be honest with you guys. Last night, I said I was going home, but instead, you know what I did? I went and researched and found out that Casper makes a premium mattress and sells it online for a fraction of what it would cost in the store. Their business works by continuously developing their mattress using feedback of nearly 500,000 customers, 3/4 of which Jax might have slept with.
Real customers have said the mattress is like sleeping on brioche and like being cradled by the tinkling of baby laughter in the moonlight. Buying the Casper is easy. You order it online. It's delivered to your door in a compact box. Free shipping, free returns, much like Lala.
It's available in the U.S. It's available in the U.S., Canada, and now the U.K.
Considering we spend one third of our lives on a mattress, it's important to truly sleep on a mattress before committing, you know? That's why Casper gives you like 100 nights to try it out. Like, I'll give 100 nights to a penis, even though I won't take it all the way down, but I'll still try.
Seriously? Seriously?
Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and using the code CRAPPINS. Terms and conditions apply. That's www.casper.com/crappins. Promo code CRAPPINS. Tell them that Sheena sent you. Hey!
That's like CRAPPINS AF. CRAPPINS, I mean, Casper. Looking for a pen to time code that.
Casper, we'd like to thank you. Let's give them something to talk about. Casper Bruises!
Have a Casper. Oh, why won't you have a Casper?
Oh, Casper, we've been with you for a long time. And yeah. We appreciate you.
We will continue to be with you.
We will never cheat on you, okay, Casper?
No, I love my Casper. And especially and I got a mattress topper for my Casper just for the fun of it. And now my Casper is even extra Caspery.
It's a Casper.
It's super Casper. I just wish my Casper mattress understood the opportunity I was giving it by putting a topper on it and letting me sleep on it. That is a gift.
Welcome to my new restaurant full of beds called Casper.
So speaking of Lisa, we see Lisa and Ken at Pump. I think they're at Pump. And they're like, I like the look of that chair. I like the look of that chair cover.
And he's like, maintenance is a massive problem. Maintenance, you know, Lisa? Mm-hmm. It's a big thing we need to think about here. Maintenance, a massive problem. Speaking of maintenance being a massive problem, here comes Tom 2 with balloons.
Oh, hi Ken and Lisa. I just got my MBA. Just kidding. I didn't get an MBA, but I read online that a way to do business is to bring a balloon and flowers to your new boss. Hi.
Our meeting left a bad taste in my mouth, so like instead of brushing my teeth, I got you flowers.
Now Tom 2, I guess this is shot before they did Long Beach Pride, because
that's what I was thinking.
They've already paid their penance. Like, when you drive all the way to Long Beach and like sit through Pride, you said you're sorry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, okay, this is obviously shot out of order, because it seemed like they squashed their beef carpaccio last week, but apparently
squashing
not.
Beef is what we do. It's got carpaccio.
Chef Joe has invented something. He takes meat and he pounds it out very, very thin, and then he fries it. He calls it a steak fry.
A steak fried chicken fried steak. She's like, it's not you that's guilty, Tom number two. We're talking Sandoval being negative, accusing me of spying, getting upset about toilets. Who gets upset about toilets? Who paid for those flowers?
And he's like, well, technically, Katie, because I used her card. I had a little allowance left. She's like,
oh, I love Katie. You're forgiven.
Yes. I just can't believe that Tom would accuse me of spying. I mean, just because I dress like Austin Powers doesn't mean I'm actually a spy.
Now let's shag, baby. Put your fingerprint on this little piece of glass, which I shall wrap in plastic and keep in my purse for the future.
Yeah, so basically Lisa and Tom are like, you guys are like, you know, you guys are so lucky that we're coming in and we're giving you years of expertise and understanding, and we're letting you put your name, because Tom's whole thing, she's like, you know, Tom's all upset that Lisa's just going to put my name on the marquee and not going to let me do anything. And she's like, that is a gift, your name on the marquee.
Do you think Alice had ownership? No, she was a waitress that people found cute. All right.
Do you think Mr. Cheesecake was so insolent when they made a Cheesecake Factory? I don't think so. He was thankful. Have you talked to Peter Francis Chang recently?
Listen, Olive from Popeye, do you think that she really deserved her own garden full of bottomless bread baskets? No, she didn't. She was adorable, so they named it after her. Trust me, she died broke.
Have you recently discussed Juanita Chile's life. There's a whole restaurant named after her family. People call it Chili's, but it's named after Juanita Chile. She's so proud.
So Tom T's like, look, I want to dissect the nuances of what happened, but right now I want to moisturize the situation. What are you talking about? Change your shirt, please. Just change
He's like, oh, well, Lisa, he says, like, you know, I know you said I've got to drop the whole cutesy act, and I want you to know I'm very serious right now. I'm like, you brought in flowers that have a balloon attached that say, I'm sorry. That is not dropping the cutesy act.
You're, like, literally wearing patent leather tap shoes and a bow in your hair right now, Tom. Okay, Shirley Temple.
Listen, Tom. I'm going to teach you one or two things about lessons, about business. The same lessons I taught Valerie Appleby's. Valuable right. Lessons.
That was a mute cough.
Oh, no.
How dare you, sir? I could have died, darling. I got zaxed.
Oh, well. This is all too much work for me. Thank God it's Fridays. Another friend!
Oh, my God. We have so much to go in this episode. I hope you've had your fucking coffee, Ben.
I have, in case you couldn't tell. I'm drinking a venti iced coffee from Starbucks, from the Inn Pavilion Starbucks.
Oh, my God. Bottom of the barrel.
I know. I thought about putting rum chata in it, but I forgot.
Was there not a Ralph's coffee bean available?
No, I don't have any Ralph's within walking distance, although I didn't walk to this Pavilions, but still, you get the point. I've been really bad because I haven't been using my little French press and making my – the whole point was I was like, this way I don't have to walk or go to Starbucks. I can make my own coffee, and I've been lazy because you got to do it the night before.
That's no fun. You have to, like, boil the water, then put it in, then smush it down, then clean it. It's gross.
Yeah.
And you can't
boil the normal way.
It's like coffee grinds and all that shit.
No, the cold brew, you don't boil it. You just pour the water.
I don't understand cold brew.
Darling, we'll have a lesson. But anyway, I mean, I'm still obviously very amped by the fact that we are literally 6 minutes into the show, into like Vanderpump Rules, and we've been probably recording for about 45 minutes at this point.
Do you think Mr. Duncan was rich? No. It's just a name on a sign because he had a tight little bun. So this scene ends because Vanderpump is like, I will accept your balloon and your flower. They have a standing order with the flower and balloon people that say, I'm sorry. Swear to God.
So then we head down the street to Sir, where we meet the new Sir hostess, Billy Lee. We just see her answer
a phone. I think it's Billy May.
Was it Billy May?
I think. I'm not sure, but I love the name Billy May. So if it's not Billy May, I hope it is Billy May. I love
isn't
you, Billy May.
Isn't Billy May the Oxy clean guy who died of a cocaine overdose? Was that
Even
Billy May?
Even better. Welcome back. Of course, he would come back to life at Sir just to get more cut.
Well, Billy Lee May, or Billy May Lee, we'll have to circle back to find out what her real name is. She obviously is not very good at her job because Lisa was not talking about her certain joie de vivre in answering the phone.
Well, they take time, you know. She did get her own scene going, look, I'm on the phone. Hi, table for whatever. Am I done here? Do we need another take on that? Which is Lisa's like favorite thing, the fake hostess scene.
Hello, this is Billy May calling from, answering the phone from, damn it, this job is so hard.
Clear her. So Vanderpump is with Diana. Diana's
no,
like,
it's
oh.
Natalie.
Oh,
Diana's
Natalie.
The younger one. Natalie, yes.
They're not the same. Who's Natalie and who's Diana?
Diana is young Natalie.
Oh, my God. Are they Diana related?
No, they're just both foreign and have long hair and sort of the same face.
They're the same to me. I didn't know there were two different ones. No offense,
Natalie,
you guys.
Natalie is part of like the high up team. Like, you know, like there's like the adults at Sir. So you've got Lisa, Ken, Guillermo, and Natalie. And then Martin, I guess, sort of counts as an adult if he comes by, but he hasn't been around in a while.
Martin. He doesn't work here.
He's been perfecting his Jodie Foster haircut. He gets inspired by Mohammed. But then you have like the the young management, because those are like owners, or Guillermo somewhere in between, I think. But then you have like the managers, and that's like Diana. Diana's like the head manager. She like she's like in charge of Peter, I think, and Peter's in charge of everyone else, I think.
Guillermo is married to Diana, right? And they're like they're
partners. No, I think Guillermo is married to Natalie.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I quit this show. Okay, the adults. So Vanderpump is talking to an adult with an accent. She's like,
Natalie.
Stassi wants to know about party planning. So I told her, come early and upsell, darling.
Yeah.
So Stassi comes in and she's like, full disclosure AF. Like, I didn't dream about being an event person, but like, I did dream about being a boss. Okay? And Lisa Vanderpump is a boss. So pink satin, flowers, tiny puppet dogs on my husband's hands. That's what I'm going for. Okay?
Yeah. Boss AF. So Natalie's like, yes, but the one thing that you have to do is that you have to make sure you know that, like, the one thing is that you are not the boss of the waiters and waitresses, because I talked yesterday and she was so upset that you were boss. They were quite pissed, you know, and they show like a flashback of Sheena being like,
well, no, she's gonna be our boss.
She's never planned an event in her life. Why is she our boss? Aunt Dee, now that's a boss, okay? Like, she owns the Sousa. Events are kind of Aunt Dee's thing. Okay.
I love alarmist Sheena.
Things are going to change around here now. Stassi could be our boss. It's not fair.
And the way that Vanderpump is trained, and Stassi's like, like, I should be upset that, like, it bothers her, but, like, now I'm up here and she's down there and it feels good AF. Yeah. And Vanderpump's like,
let me train you. Here's what it's like to plan a party. You'll have to change napkin colors, maybe decide what kind of cocktail they would like. Ooh, are there enough candles? I don't know. These are the
movie screen. Movie screen at the back.
Do they want tablecloths or tablecloths? Right, they're very different things, darling. Do they want Gigi or Billy Ray? Which one? Oh, so many decisions, darling.
Stassi's so, like, do I have to roll silver? Okay, I'm in. Vanderpump goes,
it would be nice to see Stassi be as mature as this business, which is 7 years old.
It's like, could you aim higher?
Stassi's like, can I invite the tall grays?
Can we have a bouncy house?
By the way, Stassi's tan was back in order for the scene, so I'm glad it was just a temporary affliction on Jax's birthday, which makes me think that maybe it wasn't the fake tan. It was just like her glow from seeing Brittany going through the shit that she had to go through just made her tan radiate. I think that's what happened.
Maybe she just hugged Brittany and got all the shame was being felt over time.
Well, I think actually when you're around Brittany, there's like a natural Cheeto glow that just sort of like gets on everyone else, you know? So Katie, we then go over to Katie and Schwartz. They're
of
hanging
Cheetos.
Yeah. And Katie's like, starts telling Schwartz how they're going to be throwing a big like girls party for Brittany to support Brittany, like a rally around Brittany party. And she's like, yeah, we're going to have all her favorite foods like Bloody Mary Bar and tequila shots.
It's like Taco Bell Tower. Okay, Katie, stop just putting your own favorite things there, okay?
She's like, I got to figure out something to do with the leftover inventory for my bridal shower.
We're going to have tea towels that say, please come to my wedding.
We're going to do all these things. Like, we're going to have, like, invitation. Yeah.
So they're going to have a girls' party. Now, I don't know if she should be in charge of the husband is cheating party. Because, look, when your man comes into the living room doing this, what's up, Bubba? He's a cheater, okay? I've said it since the first season. Now, let's see where it goes. We already know because we saw the previews, but... You know, we already saw the previews when we first met the man who said, Bubba, you want to get a chalkboard with Bubba written on it 19 times? He's cheating. Okay? Like, I'm cheating on you.
All we're saying is you better have a brand new head of Foxy in the fridge because it's going to get bad, Katie. So Sandoval
Stop
comes over.
Stop hiding like, your valley, Tom. You were the good one.
How hidden is your valley?
But you know what? I never want to blame the victim. And I don't even know what happened yet, but I never want to blame the victim. But who is the victim right now? Because Katie's sitting on the couch wearing a shirt that's like a cutout shirt, but it's put together with Trapper Keeper rings. Like, what the hell? Did you notice that? They're literal Trapper Keeper rings. You know, there's a time when it's time. There's a time to say enough crafting. Okay, get a job.
There's a time for crafting and a time for peace. Living the life and do-do-do.
Living the life of Bruisey Bruise. I would like to thank my favorite country star, Bonnie Raitt, for that song.
Who is the boss? It's me, Lisa Vanderpump.
Tony Hoosa.
Angela. Anyway, so Sandoval comes over and he's like, did somebody call a business partner? Which was funny. And he sits down and he's like, dude, so I found this machine that can freeze like any drink, even something that's like 80 proof. And like, we can like serve it on like a wooden spoon. And they're like, ah, Baba, maybe you should slow down a little bit.
Nobody who eats at those restaurants needs to be eating off wooden spoons, okay? Germs hide in there, okay? Metal.
You might get
bleach
jacks.
Buckets. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
They can freeze everything but jacks.
You know, there's a reason why that cleaning solution is called Ajax, you know? It removes the jacks from your floors. Ajax. That's actually Latin. You know, A is the pref. The, some of us
from
were
the root
Latin
word,
scholars.
From the root word, Ajax.
Ajaculation.
Oh my God, so many.
Ajax. You're removing the jacks from the floor. Ajax. It's Ajaxed.
So Tom 2 is like, well, I apologize to Lisa and Ken. They're mulling it over. Oh, okay, drink mullers. Okay, we get it. Oh, yeah. That's not mulling. What is that? Muddling. Never mind. Never mind.
No, but you can mull your wine.
Okay,
which
I'm back.
Which makes sense.
I'm back.
Your reference works, darling. It is a full-fledged reference.
Back in the game, darling.
So Katie is happy that Tom is taking initiative. I'm like, I'm not sure there's really a lot of initiative on display. He basically was asked if he wants to be a business partner in something. And, like, the only thing he's done is gone to, like, Rite Aid and found a balloon and a card and tied them together.
Well, something. She's like, the Mulaney Schwartz household is doing really well. She's like, you still have a chalkboard that says Bubba behind you. No one believes you. Trapper Keeper shirt. Go cry alone in your room.
And Katie's like, look, you know, Tom Schwartz, you can bring the quirk, and Tom Sandoval, you can bring the flair, and then they can bring the class. I'm like, a quirky, classy restaurant with flair. I'm like, that is actually TGI Fridays.
This is maybe why your blog will never work, okay? No one understands that kind of SEO.
Yeah, and Tom Sandoval's like, yeah, man, like, smart is dumb and dumb is smart. I'm like, okay, none of you guys are even making sense anymore. You're just saying words.
And then Katie, who's the biggest enabler, is like, there we go. No, nothing was said, okay? Nothing was said.
So back to the wooden spoons.
So Ariana and Brittany go to see the Horrors.
Yeah. They're I think, I believe they're the Burbank Equestrian Center, because I don't know where else you ride horses around here.
And
wasn't
Ariana's
a joke, but okay.
I just like the word equestrian.
Comment. Yeah.
Because I'm stupid. I'm like equestrian. So Ariana's talking to her horse. She's feeding it. And she's like, okay, you're going to learn some manners, horse. Whoa, okay, you're going to learn some manners. Because the horse is just like, you know, just trying to eat her hand, you know?
Yeah.
Spend
you can
your
lead
time
a horse
on Jack's,
water.
Darling.
Yeah.
Spend
yeah.
your time on Jack's, darling. So Brittany comes in some shoulderless thing, and she's like, hi, Howers. This is going to be a good stress reliever.
Yeah, Ariana's going to be trying out a new horse named Walter, which already was a little awkward, I felt, just because the way we got to know Ariana well was through Katie and Walter, like our friends Katie and Walter, who just got married. So it feels weird when Ariana's saying things like, I'm going to be riding Walter. I was like, I hope Katie's not watching this.
Come back, Walter. Come back.
So yeah, basically Ariana is talking about how riding the horse grounds her, and she likes to bring that back to her relationship. So she's going to be competing with Walter, and she wants to give Walter a ride because she's never done it before. So she gets on Walter and she starts galloping through the Burbank Equestrian Center, and Walter's like going fast, and she's like, all right, Walter, slow down, Walter. And I don't know about you, Ronnie, but I totally had a Ladies of London flashback, and I was like filled with joy.
Well, she's smarter than Annabelle, because Annabelle's like, whoa, ouch, I've hurt my back and almost died. And Ariana was like, whoa, you're crazy, and jumped off. You see?
Yeah, Ariana's like, I'm getting off this crazy horse. And yeah. I was like, no, Alexander, I'm coming to see you.
She's like, I don't know why he was spooked. You don't? Brittany's standing behind you doing, like, white trash cheers. Like, woo! She's, like, doing the wave. with herself. She's like flashing her tits. It's like, Brittany, this is an equestrian center, darling.
She's like, you made it longer than 8 seconds. No, Brittany, it's not the rodeo.
She's like,
B, aggressive. B, E, aggressive. Woohoo.
Touchdown. By the way, I'm like, sidebar, I am like, I posted a photo on our Instagram. There's a football player named Blake Countess, and I had never heard of him, but I was watching a football game over the weekend, and there was some sort of like a skirmish on the field, and there I just saw the name Countess on a jersey. So I just took a picture of it, and I posted it on our Instagram, just thinking it was like some stupid funny thing. I am so amused by the way people are responding to it, because everyone is making Countess football puns, and it is the best. So everyone who contributed, that's amazing.
Touchdown, girls.
Would you believe it? I'm playing pigskin.
So Ariana comes back to Brittany, and she's like,
oh no, you got dirt on your poor little face. You gonna just get back on the horse? That's why there's that saying. I can't remember what it is. Okay. That saying,
get back on the horse.
No, no, but I suggest you do, but there's that saying about it. It ain't easy being cheesy. Be aggressive, be aggressive. Damn it!
What's that thing? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it.
Drink ranch?
Yes! That's it!
They don't like drinking ranch, it's true. So I think before we move on to the next scene, I think now might be a good time to put our musical... as we explained in the previous episodes... Since starting in the new year, we're going to be working with we have a new ad platform where they're going to be dynamically inserting an ad, and they'll know where to insert the ad by our musical beds. I thought for today's musical bed, it wouldn't be musical. What if we just played Dorinda's toast to Luann on the yacht?
Okay, that sounds good.
Seems I'm so happy that, you know what, that I am part of this. I knew you felt like that. She's like, face, you know? Not a moment in time, not a moment that happens. So every once in a while, you know, you just know when it's right. And it's right.
Thank you.
Perfect.
That's right.
And we're back. Thank you for listening.
And here we are. Back from the musical bed. I think we should stop announcing musical beds. This is the last musical bed announcement. From now on, we're just doing musical beds.
No, the reason why I'm announcing is because we keep on getting tweets. Well, last week we were getting
No, I get
tweets.
It. But from now on, so that's it. From now on, no more announcing. We've given just you enough happen. Notice.
They'll just happen.
Yeah. Speaking of musical breaks, this is the next song. It's like, okay, well, at least they've just given the lyricist a break.
I know. I'm like glad to see that Erica Jane's getting some work.
Oh, that show returns today. I can't wait.
I just remembered. I'm excited to talk. Look, bonus musical bed.
They're going to be so confused. There's going to be like 20 ads inserted into this show.
Yeah.
So let's go over to Vanderpump Dogs, where we sell cookies on trays, trays of cookies, more cookies, and diamond-studded cookie trays.
Yes, James and Raquel arrive. It's Raquel's first day of volunteering. She looks like she's fresh from some sort of elven kingdom, she's like ready to work. She doesn't really know what she'll be doing or what work is, but she's ready for it.
But she's wearing light-colored jeans, which really means that she doesn't know what the fuck she's getting into cleaning up dog shit. So yeah. Vanderpump's like,
Raquel reminds me of Bambi. With her dulcet tones, I'd really like a job. May I have a work? And I'm like, that's mean. And then Raquel comes in. She's like, hi, I'm here.
Poor thing. And Lisa's like,
here is a Viva paper towel. Get to scrubbing the poo-poo off the floor. And she's like, okay.
Stupid Raquel.
And so then James sits down with Lisa and he's like, Raquel is going to be a star in here. You're going to see. She will pick up peep better than any other peep pick-upper. Like, okay.
Puppies help her with anxiety. I use marijuana for anxiety. And Logan's mouth occasionally. But, you know, we all have our own way. Dogs, weed, Logan, end of story. Staying on floor.
I told Raquel, she just has to follow my mother's simple rules for getting ahead in life. Practice makes perfect in preparation for perfect piss-poor performance.
Lisa's like,
Is she using her jeans to clean up a poopy? He's like, don't mind her. All right, I've had a thought about Tuesdays. It's called Kennedy's Takeover Taco Tuesday at Sir Pump Lounge Lounge. She's like, you know, it was hard to count on James as an employee, so I had to keep firing him. Now, I couldn't rehire him, so instead, I've given him his own night and lots of extra money.
Yeah. Wow, you show him, Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he's basically, he's not going to be a paid employee, but he will be a promoter, which is great. But hello, we have not received our invitation to James Kennedy's Takeover Turn Up Tuesday.
It might be in the spam. Okay, it's a paperless post.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. He wouldn't be even that classy to do a paperless post.
I've given James autonomy. Now, Raquel, on the other hand, it's going to take
Raquel's like, she's like, look at all the poop I cleaned up. No, Raquel, those are just your house keys and a paper towel.
She's like, I really love this water fountain. She's like, darling,
that's a bottle with a moving bowl so the water doesn't spill all over the floor. Move away.
So then she's like, James, you know, are you drinking anymore? He's like, no, Lisa, I don't do shots anymore. Flashback to him doing a shot last week saying, I do shots. And then it's like, and I rarely drink at all. And it's like, then another flashback to him having like a champagne bottle poured down his throat.
But this is Lisa's favorite version of sobriety. You know, she's like, just drink less. Oh, he's on his best behavior, not doing shots. Attaboy, James. Yeah. And it's like Cena. Can't you just be less of an alcoholic?
I think I'll have only half of the prime cocktails. See what I did there?
I'm so proud of you, darling.
So back at the horses.
I think I'm going to just try...
Sorry, of course, Missy, this gets back to what I was complaining about yesterday. My laptop is slow. See, if my laptop weren't slow, that audio cue would have come in at a funnier time. But instead, it didn't, so I stopped it.
Well, hey, if you've got $3,000 to make a faster laptop, I mean, go for it. That's worth it.
I mean, it might be worth it to spend $3,000 to have a Sheena quote pop up on time.
It wouldn't be a Sheena quote if it made any sense and it was on time, okay? It's Sheena. So Tom and Jeremy show up at the horse place, and Brittany is now doing cartwheels, misspelling tigers, even though that's not a team. And Tom's like, why ain't I getting laid, bro? He's wearing
tigers is a team, by the way.
But not for horses.
Oh,
it's not
sorry.
A team that's playing, let me say.
I got very serious about that for a moment. I was like, hello, there's the Detroit Tigers, and we have people in Detroit who are coming to see us, okay? You have to...
I need a faster laptop for Ben to disparage me on time.
I need... Sorry. I'm spinny wheeling over here. It's the coffee. Thank God for this coffee. It's pushing me through the spinny wheel.
Spinning beach roll. Fascinating.
So Tom and Jeremy show up, and Brittany's like, go, Tigers! T-Y-G-O-O-S-T! It's like, oh, geez, put down the fireball.
The P-G-K-L mute are silent.
So Tom is like,
well, I'm really going to get laid. I'm going to show Ariana how much I'm caressing her soul.
It's like, you should have worn maybe leather. I don't know, like a really tight shirt. But instead, he wore a T-shirt that says,
number one mom in the barn.
Which is so sweet as a lesbian lover. But yes. That's not how to get laid.
Yeah, the only thing worse would have been if he had worn a Tasmanian devil T-shirt. So
no, that would have been much more heterosexual, actually. That would have given him a chance.
It would have been very, very heterosexual. That's true. So Tom starts telling Jeremy about the sex chat he's having with Jeremy's sister, which normally would be awkward, but Jeremy seems totally unfazed. He's just like, yeah, man.
Yeah, who cares? It's more awkward that she doesn't feel the need to talk about it. He's like,
well, we're still not getting laid. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't even make love to my own girlfriend. It's like, ugh. But look, seeing her like this on a horse, it brings me so much joy.
It's like, okay. Okay, this is why. This
so is why. Hot, man. But then Tom says something that I don't think is quite right. He's like, dude, like, all this, like, Jackson Brittany thing, like, if we went a year without sex and I had sex with someone else, like, could you blame me? I mean, it's like we haven't had sex in a year. I'm like, that's not right, Tom. You don't do that.
Yeah, this better not be foreshadowing.
I was like, listen, Tom, not now. Not now. Like, this is not in the Me Too era. You can't say that shit.
Well,
you shouldn't say that
shit
even
shitty,
in any era, but I'm saying, like, even now, it's like, this feels even more problematic than usual.
Yeah, but you know what? Sex or not, Jeremy and Tom are very good lesbian moms. Jeremy's like, good job, sissy. And Tom's like, good job, dumpling.
That is very lesbian mom. And by the way, I don't think Tom would ever cheat on Ariana. I think he's like head over heels in love with her.
Time will tell, bro. Bro. Dumpling.
Time will tell, dumpling. So Ariana wins the ribbon, which is good. The blue ribbon. She wins the whole thing. She wins the equestrian. It's non-broken, Walter. And then we go to Jax and Brittany in their apartment. And you would never have even thought that there was an issue with these two because they were like very normal considering that he cheated on her and that she was so furious at him.
And she's wearing like this tiny little negligee thing and a see-through robe. And he's like, yeah, you look hot. She's like, well, it's because I'm going to a party. It's not for you. And he's like, oh, yeah? Show me a little tush. She's like, it's a party in my honor with all of my favorite things. Okay? We're going to open beers with our mouths.
We're going to have handy snacks.
We're going to put rubber bands on cat's tails. That's funny, Jax. I mean, just admit, that's funny.
So then he's like... You know, he doesn't, Jack starts doing this thing where he says he doesn't care what all the girls are going to say to her. He only cares about what she thinks, etc. And then he does this thing where he starts attacking the girls because he's like, friends don't do this. Friends don't like get all up in your ear and start like turning you against me. I'm like, actually, they do. That's what that a friend is there for you to say your man is cheating and you should be strong and not go back to him. That is actually what a friend should do.
Yeah, it's like, why are they talking about it? Because you fuck someone at work. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck a stranger. Okay, be a good boyfriend and just fuck a stranger, Jax.
And then he starts saying how he starts like countering an accusation that he's manipulative, and he's like, I don't manipulate anyone. And then you see him saying, listen, Brittany, if we wanted it to be over, we could end it right now, but we don't want that.
Yeah. And he's like, what am I gaining by manipulating? Okay, a girlfriend. But girlfriends are a dime a dozen. I'm like, wow, you're really doing
really
well.
Classy.
Just be quiet.
And by the way, what are you gaining? A girlfriend? Yeah, that's exactly what you're gaining. That's the whole point of this. That's why you're manipulating her. You're manipulating her to stay so that way you still have a girlfriend. That is what you're gaining out of it.
This girl has put 2 years into learning how to make a ham sandwich the way you like it. That's what you're gaining, sir. And she's like, well, look, here's the new rule, Jax. I don't want to hear anything new because that will ruin everything. There better not be anything new. And he's like, there's nothing new. There's nothing new. Yeah, there's nothing new. I fucked around on you 20 times. And if you're shocked, you deserve whatever you get, says Ronnie, not Jax. Okay? I cannot cry for you anymore, ma'am.
By the way, why is Faith not more of a person this season? That's strange to me that there's this whole thing with Faith, but we actually are not following her side and all this. That seems a little weird, isn't it?
Well, because she's like a turtle, you know, they're constantly thirsty, but who the fuck wants to watch them? You know, she's so obviously thirsty that even if Jax is telling the truth, she's still recording that shit on her iPhone just to get on TV. That is not the way, okay? You naturally stumble into getting caught, not by broadcasting it on the premiere episode.
Exactly. So then we go over to Stassi's place for the Britney party. Stassi has made – or Kristen has made some Kentucky beer cheese from Britney's mama's recipe. And I was actually very excited about this because Kentucky beer cheese is my Super Bowl dip of choice.
Had it. Been there. Done that. Drank it. Delicious.
Isn't it so good? Well, you know where I got the recipe from.
Mamaw.
Mamaw, also known as Chef John, you know, our favorite chef.
Yeah, I don't count. He doesn't count. Only if he's a mamaw, okay? Just say mamaw.
Mamaw. He is a mamaw, basically.
Where's beer cheese? Hold on.
So we're at Stassi's apartment. Did I go too fast?
We're on an hour. We're on an hour into you. So if you can speed through, I'll just word search beer cheese.
Yeah.
Kristen's like, I looked it up. Glad you're here. And Katie's like, you guys, I got a gun. And don't worry, it's not real. It shoots tequila, because my name is Tequila Katie. And Kristen's like, well, okay, are you going to shoot it at me? Because I'm really bad with, like, gag reflex. Like, I can give head, but, like, not all the way down. Like, okay, just stop. Make it a real gun and make her stop, please.
So Katie's like, no, it's gonna go directly into your mouth, and she shoots it, and like the shot goes all over Kristen's face, which is probably not the first time that's happened, but it was still funny. And then we then go over to a place called Lobster and Beer in Culver City, where Tom, Peter, and James have shown up. And the guy behind the bar is this dude named Michael, who is the former manager at Pump, and now he owns this place called Lobster and Beer.
Yes, the real part of the only thing I really noticed about this scene is Peter in an extremely tight sweater.
Yeah,
this is a little all too tight. About Peter's sweater. This scene.
Yeah, well, you know, Peter is a film director now, so you know he's taking on. Soon we'll see him with like a little beret and perhaps a scarf.
That would actually make that tight sweater work.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying he's working his way. He's transitioning out of bar manager into film director.
Full-length YouTube movies. So Brittany comes, and she's like, this is friggin' awesome. Oh, yum, that is delicious. I mean, it ain't Mamaw's cheese, but bless Kristen for trying.
I love them when Stassi's like, look, we got all your favorite foods. Look, that's your favorite sandwich, the Italian sub.
There's a bowl of fingernail clippings for you to chew on.
There's that weird cheese that they only serve on Delta Airlines.
Pin the donkey on the tail.
And spiked chocolate milk. It actually looked really fun, I have to say.
Yeah, the girls always have a lot of fun. The boys, yeah. On the other hand. Well, actually, yeah. The boys were making me laugh because Schwartz is like, oh, no.
Schwartz and Jax is
all the girls are hanging out together. It's like an emotional Voltron forming. And Tom's like, oh, yeah. When they form up together, they can destroy an entire city of Jax.
Yeah, it's true. So then Schwartz starts breaking down, as you mentioned at the top of the episode, how the women are all sort of like this amazing espionage team. And he starts going through each one. And with each one, they get their own sort of like special graphic that looks like undercover agent, you know, Kristen or Stassi or whatever. So I think Kristen was like the tech hacker, right? She'll always get to the bot. She can like break into any system.
Yeah, Dodie and can hack truth. Anyone's password.
Yeah, and they show her going up to James being like, I saw your Uber. I know where you went last night. And he's like, oh, damn it.
It's a smoking gun Uber.
He's like, and she got a meme out of it. And then Stassi is a human lie detector. And she's like, did you fuck her AF? And he's like, no. She goes, you look left.
Yeah. And then what I thought was funny is that because Schwartz is like, yeah, Kristen is the tech hacker, Stassi's the lie detector, and Katie is the grizzled lieutenant. I'm like, you just described your wife as a grizzled lieutenant.
why did you have to put grizzled in her thing? Yeah. Come on. That's not nice.
Yeah. You could have said like the Kira Sedgwick closer, you know, like yes. She's the interrogator, but grizzled lieutenant.
Hey, please clean all the blood off the wall and get those perps zipped up. Thank you. Brittany would be a good closer.
Brittany Kira would Sedgwick, be, yeah.
The Kira Sedgwick version.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Jack,
I'm like writing down that idea like it's my new show. I'm like, Brittany has the closer. Get to agent immediately.
No, it's just a show where Brittany closes a restaurant. She's just like, sorry, we're closed. She's wiping down tables for an hour.
Next week, Brittany gets married. She's marrying catch-ups. Sorry, we're closed.
Next week.
On Tunta TNT. Okay, so let's see. Nothing will compare to Meemaw's cheese or Mamaw's cheese. Girls beat pinata. So they've made a Jax pinata that they're beating up. And of course, it's full of fireball.
Yeah, which is great.
Like the real Jax.
And then back at the restaurant, but there's a lot of talk at the restaurant too with the Toms of like, man, like we hope everything goes well with Ken and Lisa because we want to be like Michael and I have our own lobster and beer place sometime, dude. And James starts talking about his next gig. He's like, all right, gents, next Tuesday on June 6th, you guys have to come to it. They're like, what? June 6th? Come see me on June 6th.
Like, sick or sick? Do you even English, bro?
June 6th.
Tom goes up to the guy. He's like, hey, can I ask you a question, bro? Is Lobster an investor or is his name just on the front of this restaurant? Tell me the truth, bro.
I'd like to meet your partners, Lobster and Beer, please.
So we get to see James do multiple shots, which is hilarious.
Yes,
and
exactly.
James is like,
all right, mark down Tuesdays on your calendar. And they're like, why? Because our show's on? He's like, oh, shit, I didn't think of that. Who's going to be at James Tuesday Takeover Pizza Night Taco Taco? Damn it.
See you next Tuesday, girl.
So the girls are like, welcome to the Witches of Weehaw. And Ariana's like, ugh, I hate you guys.
And like, you hate witches? She's like, no, I just hate Weehaw. But inside she's like, no, I hate you guys too.
And Stassi's like, come on, Ariana, we're a team AF. And she's like, oh, don't worry, Stassi. I already buried 5 farts in your couch, so we're good.
Oh, she said farts. I thought she said hearts. I was like, what? I thought it was like a witchcraft thing. Like she was, oh, farts. That makes so much more sense.
Katie is like, we're like the witches. Wait, who'd she say? We're like the something girls from Hocus Pocus, but hot.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Hocus Pocus is a little after my time. Like I was
dead.
Well, I mean, I love Bette Midler, but I like my Bette Midler to be of the 80s style. And when Hocus Pocus came out with Bette Midler and buck teeth and craziness, I never watched it. In fact, I saw some Hocus Pocus this year and I was like, this is a terrible movie. I don't know why the millennials love this movie so much.
I don't know, but I can tell you that back in the day when it came out, we also thought it was mediocre. So, you
okay,
see,
good.
You're just like an old person.
Good, good. So they start doing this ritual that they're casting a spell. Katie's casting a spell and they're like drawing hearts and then attaching it to a lemon and poking a pin through the lemon and putting wax on something or another. And Kristen goes, I already feel your hurt going away. Seriously? Seriously?
It's like seeping out of you. I would dip my chip in it, but I don't want to swallow it because like I have this gag reflex. Like I don't know if I've mentioned it, but like I give good head.
And back over with the guys, they're like, bro, here's a cock ring. Here's a chastity cock ring. He's like, oh, my dick's too big.
Well, before we get to that, though, so then we go over to Sir, and we meet a new bartender named Wesley, and Lisa Vanderpump walks in. And she's like, hello, young Wesley. I'm exhausted. What are these glasses doing here? He's like, well, Lisa, I'm about to clean them. Oh, what genre de vivre you have?
What joie de Wesley broken bird.
What Wesley, are you related to the Wesley who was on Mr. Belvedere? No, we just have the same name. Oh, and he's a fictional character. Oh.
We'll see you later this season when it turns out you've had sex with one of the cast members.
Because they never show anybody unless it's like, you know, they fuck somebody later.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they have like major trouble with the squirrel machine, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So remember, Wesley.
Streaks on the china never mattered before. No one cared. But when Wesley Drop kicked his jacket as he walked in the door, no one stared.
So she's like, I'll be over there looking at my new iPad mini, which is now gold. Take notes.
So she goes, she's like, what are all those glasses? And he goes, I'm just going to polish them, put them away. She's like, oh, yes, you do that like a Greek god or something. So she goes and sits down with her new iPad. And then Lala comes in and she goes, Lala.
And they play that, by the way, all episode long. Because they show it a million times last week and then in the trailer. And then this week they're like, coming up. And it's like, hi, Lisa. Lala. Lala. Lala.
She's like, it's been a while. She's like, are you surprised to hear from me, Lisa? Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if it was collect from prison, but here in person, yes, yes, I'm surprised.
So Lala, I mean, she's perfected the broken bird act at this point because she's like, I just want my mama. My mama, I mean you. I mean, yeah, I have a rich boyfriend, but like, I'm my own girl. I'm trying to be independent and I'm like, I've got bills to pay. So like, want my bills? Want my automobiles? Want my electric bills? Want my MCI bills?
I don't know how those things work. Ken does that. The important thing is you realize that you're broken, you're a liar, you apologize, and you need the help of a mama bird. Say it!
She's like, please feed me birds. Please feed me worms. Please shoot some worms and feed them to me, mama bird. I need you. You are all that I need. I was trying to protect a fat human being from his wife finding out, but now she knows. I will keep the car, but I still need worms. Chewed up worm. She's like, yes, yes, it's all going to plan.
Wings. I can't help but notice that one is a bit askew. Perhaps it is broken. Yes. Chef Penny, get her tuna tartar. Lala's back in town. Lala.
Just like I told the broken, confused little whore bird that came crawling in here, needing help up the stairs to power. Yes, you can, little bird Obama. Yes, you can.
So Lala is now in a I'm embracing my faults place, and she's like, yeah, I'm Lala. Like, yeah, was I, like, I caused a lot of anxiety for myself because, you know what, I basically, like, made up all these lies and admitted myself. But you know what? You're right. You can't afford a Range Rover on a hostess salary. You can't. So I was like, okay, she's going to take it on. Lala's back. I'm happy she's for like, it.
She's always had a joie de vivre.
Yeah.
But underneath, the softness, like a lost puppy, broken bird, her with a fractured ankle, if you will. Joie de vivre! Did I say joie
I can't
de vivre?
When I look at Lala and I touch her, I can't help think that she has the look, the feel of cotton.
Welcome back, fabric of our lives.
Yeah, Lisa goes, Lala was always a fabulous hostess. I love when Lisa pulls that out. Like, well, where can I get a bartender as good as Jack's? A hostess as good as Lala.
I'm like, she answered phones and walked people to tables.
It's like giving House his job back.
No one else could do it. Find those mystery illnesses that escape the finest minds.
Like,
just call me Cuddy.
She Wilson. Understands. Lala's she understands back. Where table 7 is.
Everybody lies, Mama.
So Lala is back. So then Jax and the boys are talking about how Tom's not getting laid and stuff.
Yeah, and then they get Jack's little chastity dick thing, and he's like, my dick is huge, though. They're like, dude, put it on when it's soft, dude. So then Brittany is now back at her party. She's now drunk off Fireball, and she's like, y'all, I've been making some bad decisions. Like, half an hour ago, when I went outside to take a cigarette break, I had sex with Jax. Like, how did you do that?
The second I tasted that beer cheese, I had sex with Jax. I'm so sorry.
Like, it's okay, Brittany. It's okay. Like,
hey, we are not here to judge you. We are here to support you.
And to judge you.
So then Ariana's like, okay, let's just get to the bottom of this. She's like, is he telling you it was a one-time thing?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't.
He's fucked Faith as many times as I just farted into Stassi's couch. Okay.
Yeah, and Ariana calls it. She's like, okay, so this is what he's gonna do. He's gonna say it was one time. It was one time only. It was only one time. And then you'll call him on it, and he'll be like, well, what's the difference if it was once, twice, 10 times? There's no difference. That's what he's gonna do.
Then he'll start screaming at you and making it your fault. Then he'll like go outside and start sweating everywhere and walking around like a drunk ape, swinging, you know, tree limb to tree limb. Then I'm like, okay, too much pre-story. And then of course he does everything. She's like,
everything.
I'm calling him on speaker.
Yeah. So he's like, hello.
It's like, how many times, Jax? How many times? Do you still taste that beer cheese? I do too. Let's fucking game. Meet me in the back.
Faith is here. Okay, Faith is here. Jax is like, well, of course she's not there. There's only white people in her pump rules.
He's like, only once, honey. Only once. She goes, I have proof. And he's like, what? Why would she be there? Why are you setting me up? Why are you working against me? And he starts screaming and yelling at her like it's her fault. And then she's like, Jax, you're stupid. Obviously, she's not here. Okay?
Yeah.
Obviously.
So at this point, you would think it's like, okay, Jax, you're off the hook. And this is when he starts to really implicate himself. He goes, what does it matter if I did it 2 or 3 times? So, which is, theoretically, that's not a confession. It's more of a, like, even if I did do it, what would be so wrong? But that's pretty much a confession.
And Ariana's just like, hello, this is when you jump off the horse before it pulls a Christopher Reeve on you. Okay?
Exactly. So then Brittany starts screaming, you're
fucking disgusting. I fucking hate you. I cannot wait to have sex with you because I hate you so much.
And then he turns into his full Lifetime. I said I didn't do it. Shut up. And he's like stumbling around outside like an ape, swinging from, you know, branch to branch, like Ariana said. And James is just sitting there laughing and eating, which is hilarious.
And then Brittany's like, this changes everything. I can't wait. I'm like, wait for what? To bone him again?
To see you again, because she's going to really let him have it. I'm gonna sit on you like I'm riding a horse. I cannot wait to ride you like... It's like, wait a second, so, you two.
So Ariana's like, she calls up Tom and is like, listen, tell Jax that he's not allowed home tonight because we're taking Brittany home and we're leaving Kristen with her, and you know how crazy Kristen is, okay? So don't even try.
He's like, score, dude. We get to stay at our place at the Pally House.
And then as the episode ends, they just show this montage of like all the women at the party just shaking their heads like, cannot believe it. I'm shaking like, my head.
And James is like, I love this. That's how it is.
Tuesday turn up. That's it. Turn up, throw down.
Well, that brings us to the end of another Watch What Crappens. We are not going to be here for next week's, you know, I'm sure amazing Pump Rules, because I will be on a cruise and Ben will be hugging his family and tricking people with his cord basket underneath the bench in his home.
Lots of trickery there. Yeah, we're going to take the week off. Hopefully nothing big happens, which means, of course, everything big will happen. But, let's see. Next, when is Christmas? Oh, you know what? Christmas is next Monday. So there's a good chance there won't be a new Vanderpump Rules that night. So...
I'm not sure, but I know there's a new Beverly Hills. It's like, thanks a lot, guys. The 26th.
Yeah. Don't you even respect Boxing Day? Is that on Wednesday or is that on Tuesday? Is Boxing Day the 26th or the 27th?
The real whatever. Antichrist of Beverly Hills. They're like, who cares? Jesus' birthday. Who needs it?
Yeah. Well, Beverly Hills is always a sort of a slow kind of show, so we could probably skip a week. I'm sure nothing will happen. It'll be like Kyle visits her store and looks at something that she's like, oh, we need to have more of these. And then she takes it for herself. And then Lisa goes driving around and Erica Jane tries on a new like Chanel bag. And yeah, Lisa
Erica Jane's like, look, I bought something. Whoa, did you see SNL? I was on there. Parody.
Did you know I was on SNL?
Everybody, we love you. Have a wonderful holiday week. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know, Kwanzaa. I'm trying to remember all of the
Boxing Day.
I mean, who cares? New
Year's,
it's a week off.
New Year's is a thing New that's Year's. Happening.
Oh yeah, we'll see you in 2018, where everything will change. Just kidding. Nothing will change.
Nothing will change.
We'll see you then, guys. Thanks for everything. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Bose Recommends. This is the place to discover your new favorite podcast. Every week, we listen to hundreds of shows to bring you our favorites. And this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, my name is Scroobius Pip, and I'm the host of the Distraction Pieces podcast. And I am absolutely delighted to have been selected to be part of Bose Recommends. My podcast is a weekly show every Wednesday. It's 60 to 90 minute unedited chats with anyone from Russell Brand to Michael Fassbender, to Amanda Palmer, to Josie Long, to Billy Bragg, to Killer Mike, to all sorts of people. Amazing guests every week on Wednesday. So listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favourite podcast app.
That was this week's Bose Recommends, the place to discover your new favourite show. If you want to find out how you can enjoy podcasts and even better sound quality, visit bose.co.uk. Bose. Get closer.
Ancestry DNA is the perfect present this Christmas, because the excitement isn't what's inside the box, it's what's inside the person who opens it. Find out if their roots are closer to the Tower of London, the Palace of Versailles, or the Taj Mahal. Do they share the average Londoner's 9% Scandinavian DNA? Give Ancestry DNA, the number one selling consumer DNA test, and open up a world of possibilities. Order now at ancestrydna.co.uk.